Yeah, this is an interesting point of view, and obviously, let's say if we create a table with one column that contains the values for the various parameters as minimum ones, it looks like we are not giving a lot of choice. But if there is a minimum that covers to a good extent the aspect of safety, and then there are optional ones such that address other groups. So, for example, in terms of commuters, we want to attract more commuters, so we take into account that there might be additional needs by the group that is referred to as attentive cyclists, and so that we may propose values that are different ones than those minimum ones. So pretty much that such infrastructure, when there is a possibility to provide such, can be delivered for those that are considered being attentive cyclists. And then I suppose the other aspect is with the vulnerability aspect. Of course, here we also count the career cyclists, and I think this is a new development, and that will continue to develop further, taking into consideration that this is a solution for freight delivery into cities. So we will have possibly bigger and bigger cargo bikes, or maybe they will not be called bikes, they will be something else. But then the question is, on which infrastructure which infrastructure they shall use. So we already have, the regular carrier bikes and heavy carrier bikes, and that possibly that will be the discussion we'll have tomorrow when we discuss the new types of cycles. So shall we also think of exactly that category, that there should be some parameters when we have these kind of special category. So in that sense, does it make sense that we have those three categories? We have the everyday cyclists that we think of, whether these are tourists or commuters. We think of them as the everyday cyclists, means they have good ability to cycle. They don't need forgiving cycling infrastructure. And we set minimum parameters for that group. We then think of higher values parameters for cyclists that we consider as attentive cyclists, and that would actually mean that the cycling infrastructure, if built according to those parameters, will actually attract more cyclists. And then we also think in terms of the additional group that possibly covers the new types of cycles. And then we don't need to address what will be all the cycles that will be brought to that type of infrastructure. At the same time, we will be thinking, what does it mean in terms of the various parameters, so that we have safe interaction between the cyclists and between them and the motorized traffic, if this is on the mixed-use infrastructure.